Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Sophie Emeritza with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, reforms are inbound to Queensland defamation laws that legal experts are calling rather large. A bill introduced to State Parliament yesterday set out to clearly define who would be responsible for potentially defamatory material published online and would expand the court's power to take defamatory content down. It also provides a possible defence for social media platforms, as well as page group admins, to argue that comments are made by a third party. Legal experts largely welcome the change, saying it would allow for someone to more easily sue the individual posting defamatory content and comments, not the platform that publishes it.
Noosa Council lost nearly $2 million in a sophisticated international scam that uses AI to imitate council staff. Mayor Frank Wilkie said the fraudster exploited human vulnerabilities, possibly through deepfake voice or email impersonation. Police and cybersecurity experts are investigating, and about $400,000 have been recovered so far. The council says that no staff were at fault, ratepayers' data is safe, and insurance will cover the loss. This incident has caused the other councils to strengthen cybersecurity against similar AI attacks.
In national news, Meta has announced that teenagers on Instagram will now, by default, be restricted from seeing PG-13 content, and was decided alongside the upcoming social media ban for under-16s. The ban will come into effect on December 10 in response to well-documented impacts of cyberbullying and the pressure of social media. Children using teen-specific accounts will be restricted from seeing content that includes sex, drugs, or dangerous stunts. These changes were made following criticism towards a social media giant. However, there is questions on how effective these new safeguards will be.
Prime Minister Anthony Albanese's and opposition leader Susan Lee's phone numbers were made available to the public via a free website. The US-based website uses AI to scan the internet for professionals' contact details, which anyone can use to their advantage on a free trial. How long the phone numbers have been online is unclear. However, the Prime Minister's team have known about the issue since September. The AFP are attempting to remove the contact information.
In international news, Madagascan armed forces have taken control of the island following the parliament's vote to impeach President Andry Rajoelina. This came after youth-led anti-government protests broke out over the weekend, causing Mr. Rajoelina to flee the country and go into hiding. Mr. Rajoelina issued a decree to dissolve the National Assembly through social media, as his whereabouts was still unknown before the vote was cast to impeach him. Military personnel have stated they will form a council made of officers from the army and law enforcement officers until a civilian government can be assembled. The protests were inspired by similar movements that occurred in Kenya, Sri Lanka, and Nepal in recent weeks.
For your weather today, Brisbane is cool and a little overcast with a small chance of a light drizzle today. It's currently 23 degrees with an expected maximum of 26 degrees. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the very high band. That's all for your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.